Welcome to another episode of The Happy Runner, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. My name is Roman, and today I will talk about inguinal hernia and running. But before we dive into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you like this episode, please give it a good rating. First things first, I'm not a physician. So, why did I decide to talk about this subject? Well, as some of you might know, I underwent an inguinal hernia surgery in early October, and now, 2 months later, it's time to talk about it. I was diagnosed with this condition early this year when I started to experience that something was not feeling right while running, especially on longer or faster runs. Till June, I kept running, but I skipped those faster runs, did more easy runs, and shortened the long runs for a bit. Then, in June, I was examined in a hospital, and the surgeon decided that if I want to continue running, the best option would be a surgery. At that time, I postponed my Berlin Marathon to 2022, but since the surgery was planned for late September or early October, I kept running through the summer. In the past few months, I did a lot of research about inguinal hernia and running. So, is it safe to run with this medical condition? Let us first take a look what an inguinal hernia is. It actually is quite a common condition in runners due to overuse of weakened abdominal muscles. The intestines push through a weakened hollow area in the abdominal wall and can cause a sharp pain in your groin and or belly button area. If the situation isn't serious, your doctor will tell you to rest, refrain from running, and apply ice compression to the point of pain for 7 to 10 days. After you rest for 10 days or maybe 2 weeks, the doctor examines the bulged area to decide whether you need a surgery. If the bulge in the groin remains unreduced, surgery is the only option. So, when should you stop running with an inguinal hernia? Having a hernia can make it significantly hard for you to run, even if you don't experience much pain. While running, the hernia may bulge and put pressure on your abdominal organs. This pressure can compromise the blood flow, which in turn increases the risk of infections and necrosis. When the situation gets this serious, the condition is called a strangulated hernia. If this happens, you must stop running immediately and seek medical attention. With this said, the best you can do is to consult your doctor if running is still an option for you. I was told by my doctor and the surgeon that I can continue running, but not a full marathon. Even if we think we can get through it, we should listen to medical advice and also to our bodies. What about after the surgery? Well, there are some guidelines you will find on the internet. Some of them say that you can return to running after 2 to 3 weeks. Other ones that you can return to running after 4 to 6 months. The only advice you should follow is the advice you will get from the surgeon. This person performed the surgery and knows best what's good for you. I, for myself, started walking 4 days after the surgery. The first walk was a 5-minute walk, and through the first 4 weeks, I built it up the time walking to 45 minutes. It needs to be done gradually, and I still needed a lot of rest. After 4 weeks, I did my first run test, went to the local track, and throughout a 30-minute walk, I jogged slowly 4 times 100 meters. Now, 8 weeks after my surgery, I'm able to run slowly for about 30 to 35 minutes pain-free. I could probably go a bit faster or even run a bit longer, but it's better to be a little more conservative, and yes, patience is required. So, what's my plan for the next few weeks? First of all, I need to get back to a consistent routine. The goal is to do 2 to 3 runs each week, to about 20 to 30 minute runs, and one run slowly building up to 45 minutes. Pace doesn't matter. And in about a month, I have an appointment with my surgeon, so from there on, I should get new guidelines I will follow. An inguinal hernia is a serious condition that often affects runners, which we usually get because of our training that weakens the abdominal wall and causes the intestine to push through it. If untreated, an inguinal hernia can turn into a strangulated hernia and damage the abdominal tissue by compromising blood flow. Never start running after the surgery without consulting your physician. Otherwise, you may need a second surgery. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and recommend it to other runners you know. You can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and on our webpage. Happy running!